Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Not too much. What's up with you?
Oh, you know, just recovering from 5 days off and then having to go back to work.
Same. We had a patient make my coworker cry today, so that wasn't fun.
Oh, yikes.
Well, and then there were these movies.
I mean, on the bright side, we're in December, so we're almost done.
That's true. Who would have guessed when we started this 2 months ago?
I have a recommendation for every single person who listens to this podcast, as well as people who don't. Don't watch all seven of them in a row. Because my brain was literally soup by the end.
It just sounds like a bad idea.
It truly was, and I should have known better, but I... you know, I had guests for Thanksgiving and I wasn't gonna force them to sit still and be quiet so I could watch this movie, right? So, like, I had to do it all on Sunday and I did not know I wasn't gonna be feeling great yesterday. Otherwise, I would have been like, oh, well, I can watch the other half of them on Monday. So, I do not recommend a 7 movie marathon.
My God.
Of actually watching the movies.
The only time I've ever watched 7 movies in a row was, like, I don't know, before the first Avengers movie came out, when we just watched all of them.
Right, back when we used to have, like, the prepare for the next Marvel movie by watching all of the Marvel movies, when there used to only be, like, 5 Marvel movies. And now there's 25 Marvel movies.
it just isn't fun anymore to do it all at once.
Right. And some of them, if you really go back in hindsight all these years later, are not very good.
It's true. better than any of these, though.
Marginally, because none of them were ever written or directed by Joss Whedon.
That, you know what? That is fair. All the movies were better than Age of Ultron.
Right. Absolutely. Or Green Lantern, let's be real.
I've never actually seen that.
DC, but, you know. You know, if you ever are bored one weekend and hate yourself,
No thanks.
It's worth a giggle. It's worth it for the greatest line in the history of superhero movies, for, like, when Hal shows up as the Green Lantern for the first time in front of Carol Ferris, and she looks at him and just goes, Hal? And he goes, what? How'd you know? She goes, I've known you my whole life. You didn't think I would recognize you because I can't see your cheekbones? And it was such a takedown of that dumbass domino mask that, like, every freaking superhero wears, being like, oh, you don't know who I am because I covered my eyes and some of my face. But guess what? You can still see most of my face and my hair.
Yeah. So
not a real jump. You know, at least Batman has the full cap. Like, Superman doesn't even wear anything. He just thinks glasses are enough.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Superman is, but, like, were you really going to annoy the guy that can shoot laser beams from his eyes?
Fair, that's a very valid point. Well, it doesn't stop Lex.
That's fair.
All right. Well, Superman is actually kind of related, because our first movie from Thursday.
What a segue.
The Christmas starred ex-Superman Brandon Routh.
Poor Brandon Routh.
Poor Brandon Routh, indeed. He really did deserve a career as Superman, and yet here he is, languishing on Hallmark, and occasionally, like, a CW thing. So The Nine Kittens of Christmas was the sequel to The Nine Lives of Christmas, where cat lovers Zachary and Merrily, are thrown back together at Christmas when they're tasked with finding homes for a litter of adorable kittens. Okay, but to be fair, he was tasked with finding a home for a litter of adorable kittens, and she kind of inserted herself in it, but then was mad at him because she inserted herself into it.
It's true.
Also, I feel like this is the first time we've seen a movie where a Hallmark couple has broken up.
Right, that's what I was going to say. And they broke up. Like, they've been broken up a while.
Right, they've been broken up since apparently, like, shortly after the end of the last movie. And I mean, we do have the trope of, like, the leads are a broken up couple, but they've never been a couple within the context of a Hallmark movie, then broken up and gotten back together for another Hallmark movie. So, or a sequel to that Hallmark movie in this case. So that was like an interesting twist.
It is. But then also, one would think they would know that the reason they had such a whirlwind relationship last time was also because of Christmas and cats. Right. And now they're doing this.
Maybe your relationship only exists around Christmas and cats, and then once you've moved on from Christmas and you're just stuck together with these cats, it's not as romantic or adorable anymore.
Right, you just realize that's the only two things you have in common, and they're not like a thing to build a relationship on.
Right, and this guy seems to have very little interest in his life outside of my cat and my job as a fireman.
Literally.
he literally has nothing else in his life. And he, even if, like, in the last movie, that cat was a begrudging addition to his life. Like, if it had not been for that girl, he would not have adopted that cat. It's very true. Much feels like an alternate universe Batman and Catwoman. Would he have this cat if it weren't for the girl who's obsessed with cats?
Well,
probably not.
And she has, like, a boyfriend who seems to be, you know, good for her, I guess. Like, but no,
right,
she went home to her Christmas town, and, like, there was this hot fireman and cats.
Right. And it was, like, that poor guy who was just, like, trying to be her boyfriend and run a veterinary practice with him. With her, like, not only did he come and, like, try to be part of her life, like, they run a business together, and she was just like, yeah, you can have the business, I'm gonna stay here and get back with my ex-boyfriend, who I only seem to agree with or get along with at Christmas when there are cats involved.
It's just so weird.
It's like, this is no basis for a relationship.
And we have yet another movie this season where the guy just buys a house at the end and assumes the girl's gonna live with him there.
Right.
Which is so weird. And, like, no, don't
also
do that.
Just randomly proposes at the end of the movie. Like, you guys aren't gonna try to work your relationship together outside of Christmas and cats. Like, you're not gonna learn the lesson from the first time and maybe, like, take till New Year's to kind of, like, work your shit out. See if,
like, I could imagine what his friends at the firehouse think. Like, they have to know that this is exactly what he did last time,
right? And her family, like, the whole time encouraging her to get back with this guy, they have to be like, wait a minute, maybe that's a bad idea.
Right. He should have just gone on the ski trip. I mean,
honestly. Yeah, it sure was a vibe. And it's like, I wanted to like it because I didn't hate the first one. I thought the first one was kind of fun. Like, you know, as a person who owns two cats. you know, it was kind of cute. Like, it wasn't the best movie I've ever seen, but, like, I enjoy Brandon Routh, so, like, you know.
Yeah.
Also, that whole bit that they also did in the trailer, but, like, the whole bit about her calling him a superhero, and it's just, like, they kept leaning in on the superhero thing, and he kept doing the office look at the camera thing, and it was just, like, we got it. He was Superman. He should have stayed Superman. We all know. How the mighty have fallen. That just felt unnecessary.
Like, yeah.
You don't need to keep, like, hitting it home that this poor guy's career was derailed by a bad movie. Anyway. Yeah. I don't know. It just felt like it was the same movie, just with more cats.
It really was. Same mistakes were made.
Same mistakes. I give it like a 2.
Yeah.
2 same. Golden rings. Okay. So then the second one. This was the first one on Friday.
I can't even remember half of these movies.
I know, me either.
I'm trying to rack my brain to remember what the second one on Friday was, or the first one on Friday was.
The first one on Friday was Christmas CEO, starring Veronica's mom from
Riverdale. Okay.
A small town toy company CEO gets a once in a lifetime offer to merge with a mega toy company, but will need her estranged ex-business partner's signature to seal the deal. What he helps her rediscover will change both of their lives. I don't know. That's it. Like, I cannot tell you anything that happened.
That's the whole plot.
Right, that's the whole plot. It was super boring, and it was kind of the same cliche that it always is of, like, she's got big corporate business job, and he's small town non-corporate local businessman, and they clash on ideals of Christmas business strategy, and then they fall in love along the way, and then she discovers the meaning of love and gives up capitalism. Like, that's the whole plot of the movie. Just interchangeable leads.
Yeah, it really is. It's the same plot that they do every year, but it's usually, I guess, usually like a candy company of some sort.
Right. It's like usually candy
or cookies.
Cookies, Christmas trees. Yeah. Like, it's
they've been doing this with toys before. I don't know. It's just
right.
It's just,
well, yep. at least it's not an unsustainable Christmas business this time. Because that's people true. Buy toys all year round.
Yeah.
Like, if you're selling me fucking candy canes in July, what do you do the rest of the year? Especially when you seem to only sell, like, very specifically candy canes, like, and peppermint sticks. And I know that candy stores carry peppermint sticks year round. But, like, you are very specific in, like, not divulging from, like, the minty, pepperminty flavors. So, like, what the fuck else do you do? Couldn't throw in a root beer flavored one there or something. Listen, talk to me about business. I know nothing about business. But I could still probably run a business better than anybody on Hallmark. Yeah, I mean, that was a 2. It was watchable.
Yeah.
Just unmemorable.
It wasn't the cop one.
God, yeah. Nothing was the cop one. The second one on Friday was an Unexpected Christmas. That was the one with Hallmark Bruce Wayne.
Oh, okay. All right.
A writer convinces his ex-girlfriend to pose as a couple for Christmas. That was it. That was the movie. They broke up and then pretended that they were not broken up so that he didn't break his family's heart. And they all seemed to like her way more than they liked him.
To be fair, I mean, if you hang out with writers, they are kind of a drag.
He was, like, specifically a speech writer, and he was supposed to be writing a speech for, like, the governor of Illinois, and just never did.
Yeah.
And his like, co-worker kept coming and being like, you got that speech done? And he was like, nah, fam. I got nothing. And she was like, all right. And he's like, but soon. And she's like, cool, cool, cool. Seems fake, but I'm going to believe you. And then she'd come back, and then he'd be like, she's like, so the speech, the mayor or the governor really needs the speech. And then he was like, nah, it's not done. But eventually, and she's like, all right, sick. And then that was like the funniest plot of the whole movie. That was like the best plot of the whole movie for me, was just watching this poor guy, this poor like assistant to the mayor or governor, just keep going. So the speech, and he'd be like, no, I'm busy doing frivolous Christmas activities. She'll understand. Meanwhile, can she give me a favor and like come to my small town Christmas celebration and give a speech? The one that I'm supposed to be writing? Light our fucking Christmas tree.
Is it the first tree lighting we've had this year? I think it might be.
It might be. Because I can't remember any tree lightings from anything.
Yeah,
else.
Neither can I.
I don't know.
No casitos either.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
That's okay. I mean, I like him, so, you know, he's kind of... Yeah. He's no Ryan Pavey, but I will say he is. He's a delight. It is weird seeing him clean-shaven, though.
Yeah, that was very upsetting. His face looked the wrong shape.
Right. My mom called me. She goes, this guy, Tyler Haynes, why does he look so weird? What did he do to his face? I'm like, what? She goes, what did he do to his face? He looks different. I said, he shaved. She goes, that's it. Oh, my God. And I was like, yeah, he's usually got facial hair or some sort of 5 o'clock shadow situation going on. And this year, he is clean shaven and looks completely different.
I feel like you would appreciate that at Thanksgiving. My family was all talking and stuff, and at one point they said, oh, have you seen this Hallmark movie? And I was like, I've seen all the Hallmark movies. But have you seen this one? And I was like, I've seen all of them.
You don't understand. Literally all of them. You name I've one, seen... and I have seen it.
I've seen like 90 of these the past 3 years.
Yeah, that's
and
just
we watched
the past...
them all before that.
Right, that's just the past 3 years where we've been intentionally trying to watch all of them. That doesn't account for the 9 years before this podcast started, where we were watching them just because. Yeah, I don't know. That was like a three.
Yeah, it was okay.
It wasn't terrible, but it was enjoyable, and I like him. It wasn't the cop one.
That's gonna be every movie this year. Well, it wasn't the cop one.
Right.
How are you gonna top the cop one for bad?
Well, I don't know.
If there's a Salvation Army one.
I mean, we haven't gotten to the one from Sunday yet.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. So then the first one on Saturday was Making Spirits Bright. And boy, did it not do that. Because what? I've already seen this movie. It's like a son and daughter of a rival holiday decorating families help mend their father's decades-old feud, finding romance along the way as they compete in the town's decorating contest. We've seen this movie already. Like, they do one of these every year.
The one that sticks out in my head is the one that was this exact same plot but had the guy from Home Improvement in it.
Yeah. Yep. Al. It had Al from Home Improvement.
Yeah, that I couldn't remember his name.
Al Borland. That's not his real name. That's his name from Home Improvement. I'll never know his actual name.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Every year we have one of these, like, Romeo and Juliet things where it's like, oh, we're star-crossed lovers because our families are rivals for some arbitrary reason, but nobody dies at the end, so it's fine. And I'm like, maybe these movies would be better if they did have a murder-suicide at the end.
I just wanted the moms to run off with each other. They seemed to get along.
Right? They were super lesbian.
They had their weird... They go on vacation together and the husbands don't know?
Like, right.
How is that possible?
It's like Harold. They're lesbians.
Yeah, didn't like it. I hated Glowscapes by Wade.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I just never trust anybody with a with the name Wade. Wade. Cade. Slade.
Yeah. I don't know. It was dumb. Their resolution to just make their last thing Italian themed was strange. I was like, what's the theme that'll unite everybody? Italian Christmas. But why?
Italy. Why? This other family wasn't Italian.
Yeah, they weren't. They had
it doesn't matter. Everyone's Italian at Olive Garden.
They had some stupid line that's like, I think singing and Christmas carols in Italian brought us together. I'm just like, what?
Why? She didn't even speak Italian. She's just sitting there being like, oh, I know the parts in English.
That was so weird.
Yeah. I didn't like that one at all.
No, I didn't either.
And it was so boring.
Really? It was. It went on forever.
I was just like, we gotta wrap this one up eventually, right? No. Forever.
Right when I thought the movie was ending, I looked at the clock and I'm like, oh my god, there's 40 minutes left. Like, what else are they gonna do?
Christmas carols in Italian, apparently.
It was very strange. Yeah, I don't know.
That one's like a one. Because it wasn't the cop one.
That's, yeah. Yeah. It was so...
Alright.
What was the next one?
The second one on Saturday was Christmas at Castle Hart.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Starring Stuart Townsend for some reason. Brooke Bennett goes to Ireland for Christmas to search for her Irish roots, and there she meets Aidan Hart, Earl of Glasgow. Mistaken for an elite event planner. Not mistaken, she lied about it. She's hired to host the castle's epic Christmas party.
That's the plot. We've seen this one before, too.
That's why her hair is so big. It's full of secrets.
Okay, so she did a Valentine's Day movie also in Ireland, and, like, I wonder if they filmed them at the same time. Because I feel like they did.
Probably. Saves money.
Yeah. It was certainly a thing that I watched. I have no strong feelings about it.
Of the movies that we've watched so far, it probably was the one that I've liked the most outside of the Ryan movie.
I agree with that. Just...
Because even though it's a plot I've kind of seen before, I think Lacey Chabert is charming. I like her. I'll always like her. Like, she is, you know, the movie was charming. I appreciated the level of just, like, why am I here that I was getting off of Stuart Townsend. Even if that was an acting choice, it fit very well with me seeing him in the movie being like, why are you here, sir? So, and I, you know, I always kind of like the make the rich guy fall, like, when it's not corporate based, when it's like he's a disenfranchised, like, sad Earl, like, making the sad royal feel Christmas spirit is more fun to me, because it's like they have genuine reasons to be sad and disheartened because they have, like, you know, politics to deal with. And that's worse than, you know, like, the whole fate of his town could rest on his shoulders. Anyway, I don't know. It was cute. I'd give that one a 4.
It was definitely the best movie of this weekend.
It's also the only one I remember.
That's also true, but I feel the same way, except that I think it's just because he was in that movie, and I just, every time I think about it, I'm just like, why? Does she know he's a vampire? I just...
Right. Do they know he was out during the day, though? Oh, it's because he drank Akasha's blood, right? Is this what you're doing? Is this the new book? Like, Lestat just goes and pretends to be an Irish Earl and hang out with this cute chick?
Listen, I would love that book.
She's the next one to become just arbitrarily a vampire, and then she can just come and join the rest of them. And just, here's your membership card of Lestat made us vampires against our will. Have a seat.
Yeah.
Sounds Here's right. a book. You're going to live forever. Sorry about it. At least you're not a child this time.
All yeah. right. Very well.
So then our first one on Sunday was Christmas in Tahoe.
It certainly that was. Had the,
it sure was in Tahoe. With the guy from Train for some reason.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The, like, manager, the hotel manager that was like, oh, I play guitar and suddenly I have a band. That was, like, yeah. Train.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Because he's got short hair now. When he was with Train, he had long hair. Anyway, so to save her family's hotel Christmas show, talent booker Claire must ask for help from her ex-boyfriend Ryan, the lead guitarist of a now-famous band that fired her as their manager years ago. You know, it was a little boring, but I didn't hate this one.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really remember it.
I didn't hate it, whether you remember it or not. I didn't hate it because I haven't really seen this one before. It didn't feel familiar like every other one. Mm-hmm. Like, it was she had to put together a variety show for a hotel, sure. But, like, the plot line of it being, like, them having a tension of she was his girlfriend and band manager, and she was fired because they broke up, not because she was bad at her job. Like, I liked, that was that level of tension between them, where they were clearly still in love with each other also. And then that, like, secondary plot of the band also might be breaking up because it was worse without her.
Yeah, and I guess that's fair.
Yeah. And I couldn't get over the fact that they had a guy in the band named Alistair. And I'm like, no wonder he doesn't want to be there. You've kidnapped a medieval knight. Forced him to play in a country folk band. Is there anyone in real life named Alistair in 2021? Like, come on now.
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know. It was like a 3. It was watchable. It was a different. It was a different twist on a.
Yeah.
So, You don't remember it.
I really don't. I know I watched it. all of the music ones just sort of blend together. I don't know. It's you've heard one of those like generic country-ish bands in these movies, and I just like tune out.
That's true. That's fair. It was a super generic country band.
They really were.
God, they were so bad. He was cute though.
Yeah, no, there was like wrong with it. I just it's one of those things where I just don't really remember.
Yeah. Also, for some, it was another one that had just like a weird cameo of a person who's too famous to be in this, because George Lopez just showed up just randomly, like the head of their security or whatever. And I'm like, what is George Lopez doing here? Doesn't he have anything better to do? Like anything else?
Like literally anything. Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Well, now we've got that last movie from Sunday, which I feel like I could talk for half an hour about how much I hated this movie. The Christmas Contest. Exes Laura and Ben compete in a Christmas contest to win money for the charity of their choosing. The city watches them battle and chooses what is more important, victory or love.
I hated this movie so much. Oh my God.
This movie was 2 hours straight of watching two mildly attractive white people fight with each other.
It was so bad. I hated everyone.
None of the characters, except for maybe like the grandma, was like a fine character.
The grandma and the sad boy were fine. In any Hallmark movie, they would have been fine. But everybody else, they were just terrible. The guy was the most insufferable Hallmark guy I have ever seen.
Like, genuinely garbage man. Like, he was the most vile man I've ever seen in a Hallmark movie.
He really was.
Like, he had zero redeeming qualities. I do not understand why this girl was still in love with this tool. Like, I have never had such a visceral, angry reaction to a man in a Hallmark movie as I do this man.
I know. He is genuinely the worst. And the thing was, they never made him better. Like, usually with a character like that, at the end of the movie, they at least do some superficial thing to be like, oh, see, he's changed. Not in this one. In this one, he is insufferable from start to finish. Granted, she's not much better, but he is the worst. Like, he is the worst kind of man.
Right. He does not grow as a person at all. He does not, like, become a better person at any time. He doesn't seem to learn any lessons other than, like, he just, you know. No, he doesn't learn any lessons.
He doesn't learn anything.
I do not understand why they got back together at all.
And he's the only Marvel dude to ever, or not Marvel dude, sorry, Hallmark dude. He's the only Hallmark dude I've ever seen that, like, genuinely just used kids to get votes. Like, that was his plan. That wasn't even just, like, a weird thing we noticed. That was his actual plan.
No, that was legitimately, he was honest about it. It was horrible. Like, there was nothing redeemed, and she was just insufferable as well. She wasn't a bad person, she just was irritating. There was nothing about her that was fun or interesting or witty or, you know, I was just like, I kind of just wanted both of them to leave and let all the other weirdos in that movie win the contest.
Yeah, no, 100%. They deserved it more.
Right. God, genuinely horrible people.
They were.
The only person who had the right idea was Cheryl's grandma from Riverdale, who got out of there before any of this started.
It was insufferable. I hated it so much.
I listen, I don't know what it is that they're trying to do with Candace Cameron Bure, but it's not working. Because the
No.
last few movies that they've done with her, I remember the movies that she does are usually really cute and fun. And like, remember the
The
one
time
where she's
travel
like the
one
time
she did.
traveling nurse?
Yeah, exactly. I like the time traveling nurse, and every movie since the time traveling nurse has just been terrible.
There's that other one though where she's a doctor or a nurse and she goes up to like a small town and like it's, you know,
Yeah,
she's like a cute, yeah.
the
That
Garland
one's fine.
movie.
Yeah,
The
that
one
one's
where, like,
fine.
yeah, that one's fine too.
Oh yeah, where 'cause like the dad ends up being Santa or whatever.
Yeah, but she
And
just,
that one's fine.
yeah, but this is terrible. I they need to stop also trying to make her look super young because it's weird.
Right.
It's
Right.
so
Just lean
weird.
into the fact that she's like 40 something.
Like, I don't know. I hated it from start to finish. I don't understand what the point of any of it was. Like,
Yeah.
I don't. And then they're insufferable from start to finish, and then they end up together, which, you know, maybe they're perfect for each other because they're insufferable. But
Because
also,
nobody else would want to deal with them.
right? And they spent the entire movie fighting. The entire movie. They made no. They didn't even try to make them seem like they were going to be a good couple in the future. They're just terrible
Nope.
from start to finish. I don't understand.
Genuinely, yeah. Ugh, the worst. Yeah, I would be happy if I never had to see another Candace Cameron Bure movie again.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like her time is done.
I just.
We're, you know, we're running out of plots to use her for.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know. It was honestly that one might have been worse than the cop movie.
It was worse than the cop movie because at least the cop movie, the people were trying to be decent people.
Yeah.
These people were just insufferable, selfish and insufferable, disgusting people. And then the mom,
The mom is
oh,
also bad.
the mom was terrible. Like, holy shit, mom. Like, cut the cord already. The woman's nearly 50.
I just,
Holy shit, that mom was awful. I thought
yeah,
the mom was like the villain of the movie.
she really, really
Like,
was.
I understood that that guy was a piece of shit, but she would just not give that dude a break.
Yeah,
Terrible.
yeah. I mean, one of the worst things in the movie is that that guy wanted his mom to be friends with their terrible friends.
Yeah,
Also,
honestly.
did her friends did that? Okay, I was also very confused. The charity that also he was just so abusive to his like I don't even know like guy running his business. Was it like a
Yeah.
I don't know what his job
You're a
actually
good
was.
em At the end, he was like, good, you're a good employee.
Yeah,
And friend, I guess. I was like, oh, damn, this guy's bent over backwards to help you, buddy. Watch him quit. Then what are you gonna do?
he
Fuck.
really did. He's the one that actually knew the kids and was like running the like I don't even know community center or whatever this guy worked for.
Right.
Was just awful. Candace Cameron
Bonkers.
Bure was raising money for like, was it
The
like
senior
a
center.
senior center where they apparently like lived because that's where they went back to every night. It was
Man,
weird.
I never thought I'd miss Evergreen, but boy, do I miss
Right?
Evergreen.
I was like, where's a good Evergreen movie when you need it?
Right.
Yeah, just he was just so bad, and the fact that the movie was just so bad, and there are insufferable like bumps in between like ads and stuff, which is like, oh, this movie was so much fun to make, and I'm like, really? You were just fighting for 2 hours.
Right. Well, this is what's funny to me. So, like, he was like the love interest and her business partner on Fuller House. And genuinely charming. They ended up getting married at the end of the series. Like, they're a very cute couple in that context. This just, why do they have to hate each other the whole time?
I don't know, because white people, I just,
I guess white people.
I don't like it. It was very uncomfortable.
Really was.
I feel like we've evolved past the couple hates each other trope in rom-coms.
Right. I don't really, listen, I don't really want to watch a domestic abuse situation in my Christmas movies. Like, I'm all set.
Yeah. I was also very confused about the beef jerky.
Honestly, yeah. What it, he said it tasted like fruitcake.
What the
What was
heck? Is that even an.
the?
I don't know.
I don't
What was
know.
the
They
what?
lost me at beef jerky. What was the thing that you said? You said the funniest thing when we were watching the movie about the guy.
Oh.
Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
I don't even remember.
Let me
He
see. I can't remember if it was a text or if it was on
was a text. I
Skype.
texted you, so I wasn't near my
Okay.
computer.
If you got an AI to create a generic man based only on ads it watched for men's products, this is the man that would happen. And it's so fucking true.
He's like the guy from every guy ad. It's so weird.
He really is. It's like any product that labels itself man's product, like this is the guy for like dude wipes or
Those dude
man baskets.
candles.
Yeah, mandals.
I just, that's what it felt like to me. And he felt like he was trying so hard to be like a guy. And I'm just like, you're not convincing
Right.
me.
He's an android that was just programmed based off of Axe commercials and fucking man crates.
No, you know what? The guy from the Axe commercials are more charming than this man. Because he doesn't even seem to want to like her.
Right.
The thing. At least in those ads, there's, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they want to have a woman. This guy just hates. He's just hateful.
This guy is the like physical embodiment of a Joe Rogan podcast
Oh my
episode.
God, he is. They taught that AI. They let it watch dude ads and listen to Louder with Crowder. And this is the man that came out. He's just the worst.
Anyway, that one gets a zero because you know what? The cop movie was better.
Yeah, at least the cop movie was Christmassier.
Right, and they had fun banter where they you understood why they didn't get along. They were like
Yeah.
co-worker rivals. They did end up getting better throughout the movie. Like they
Yeah.
ended up, you know, changing as people, where these two didn't change as people, just became more insufferable, but somehow still fell in love again.
Yeah, and also despite being cops, at least they felt like people.
Right, which is a lot to ask for a cop.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, yeah, this one was just this one was like clearly written by, I think, people who hated people and Christmas.
People, listen, it was definitely written by a man who hates women.
Oh yeah.
And the rest was done by an AI that's never met a person. Horrific.
At one point, my brother was just like, I don't think his parents died. I think they just didn't want to
They just left him somewhere.
be around. They saw what monster they'd created and they were ashamed. Yeah, I don't think we're ever
Unbelievable.
another Hallmark movie with the person with so little redeeming qualities.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen one
What?
before. Even Boach nice.
Yeah, I don't think this one's getting a sequel, that's for sure.
Sure hope not. Well, maybe if they run out of Candace Cameron Bure ideas.
The movies with Candace always feel the most like they just threw some darts at some generic plot points on a wall and then just put together a movie starring Candace Cameron Bure. Like, they're like, all right, Candace Cameron Bure and like Christmas, some sort of contest,
Do you remember
boy ex-boyfriend.
the nonsensical one from last year, which
Yeah, that was like supposed to be something related to The
Wizard of Oz?
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it. They need to retire her, or just I don't even know. I don't even know what would
Take
make
her
it
out back.
better.
Time to put her down.
Just make her the host. She's fine as the host.
Right. Just let her host it. Let her do her little mysteries. Yeah. Ugh. Gross. All right. We could talk about how much we hate this movie all fucking night. Anyway, so this week we have the 8 Gifts of Hanukkah, which props to them. It's actually taking place during Hanukkah, I think.
Yeah.
Right, Hanukkah started Sunday, right? And that has and that is an anonymous suitor sends an optometrist Sarah. I don't think we've had an optometrist before.
Somebody in writer's room learned a new occupation.
Right. Optometrist Sarah, a gift for each night of Hanukkah. On her journey to find her secret admirer, she learns her one true love might be someone she never expected. And
Oh.
that one also has surprising casting in Inbar Lavi, who, like, what? Why is she here? She just
Hi.
literally was just in Lucifer. Like, why are you on Hallmark now? Probably
I
because
don't know.
they didn't know any other Jewish actresses.
At least that plot sounds cute.
Right. And then the male romantic lead is fucking Jake Epstein from Degrassi.
Lots of Degrassi this season.
Lots of Degrassi and Riverdale this season. And then Saturday we have A Very Merry Bridesmaid. Leah's 30th birthday is on Christmas Eve, the same day as her brother's wedding. Your brother is a
Oh,
dick. Your
what a
brother is a dick.
dick.
Her childhood crush is back in town for the wedding, and he is determined to make sure her birthday does not go by the wayside. Oh, that sounds like it'll be cute.
Yeah, that's nice. Your brother's still a dick, though.
Your brother fucking sucks. And that has Emily Osment in it.
Who's that?
Haley Joel's sister,
Oh.
who's she was on Hannah, she was like on Hannah Montana, and like she had a couple of shows on she was on like Young and Hungry was a show she had on ABC or on like Freeform. She's cute. I like her. She's funny. And then Casey Diedrich, who I have never seen before, but my, does he have a beard? He kind of looks like a Hallmark Ben Affleck.
Interesting.
And then on Sunday, we start this fucking sister shit with Sister Swap, a hometown holiday.
Oh, I hate those. Those are like my least favorite plots.
Jennifer and Meg are sisters who couldn't be closer despite living in different cities. Jennifer runs a successful restaurant in Salt Lake City, so she's a Mormon, which she started with her late husband and is raising her teenage son, Simon, on her own. Why do you hate that kid? Jennifer is thrilled when Meg comes to Salt Lake City for a fun Christmas weekend. Meg agrees to stay in the city and help out with the restaurant while Jennifer and Simon return home to Hazelwood for the holiday.
What? Why?
I don't know.
They're happy the sister's in town. Okay, bye.
And that's got Ashley real life sisters, Ashley Williams and Kimberly Williams Paisley.
Well, I probably won't like that one.
Yeah, it sounds like it's gonna be real dumb. Oh no.
What?
The last movie of the year has this guy in it who was just in Mew this season. Uh-huh. And that's gonna be weird. That's gonna be weird to watch.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
You is a Netflix show that has, it's like basically about a guy who stalks women and then kills them.
Oh.
And he is in, he's not the guy, but he's in the show as like a hapless neighbor victim of Joe, the main character.
Oh, I see.
And his wife, Love, who are, they are not great people.
Okay.
So that's going to be weird.
All right.
Anyway, so yeah, that's our shit for next week. I think the Hanukkah one will be fun. I think the Bridesmaid one will be fun. The Sister Swap one will be terrible.
Yeah, that's my prediction too. The Hanukkah one sounds cute.
Yeah. And if nothing else, I like In Bar Lobby. So, like, you know, it can't go too badly.
Yeah. Everything's got to be better than the Candace one.
Right. And the cop one.
And the cop.
All right. Well, that's all I got. I got to eat something.
Yeah, same. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
"61 Days of Hallmark Christmas" is hosted by Abby Schaefer and Kelsey Nicole. You can follow us on Twitter at 61 Days Podcast, and you can email us at 61daysofhallmarkchristmas@gmail.com.